USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
I believe there's nothing in the world that can defeat the United States Air Force. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who was at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska Friday, says that includes Mother Nature.
STRATCOM was in the middle of an exercise as the waters rose. They didn't miss a beat. There was no mission that didn't keep going here at Offutt Air Force Base. And that says something about this base.
A third of the base was covered in floodwaters this past week during Nebraska's all-time worst disaster in the history of that state. Democrats in Congress are demanding to see the entire Mueller report now that it's been released to Attorney General William Barr. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells CNN.
I'm expecting this weekend, given the Attorney General's letter, that Congress will get notified of the principal conclusions of the report. And then I hope as soon as next week that we'll be seeing the vast majority of the report with only minor redactions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The last remaining ISIS stronghold in Syria has been liberated. That according to the Syrian Democratic Forces, who are backed by U.S., British, and French special forces. In the weeks of combat, the Syrian forces raised a yellow flag atop a building in Baghouz as they celebrated the victory over ISIS. A majority of Democratic state senators in New York are on board with bringing solitary confinement to an end in their state. Advocates applauded lawmakers Friday for rallying behind a bill that would bar jails from punishing prisoners by locking them away on their own for extended periods of time. A Pittsburgh jury has acquitted former police officer Michael Rosefeld in the shooting death of 17-year-old African-American Antoine Rose II. Protests erupted outside the courthouse. Attorney for the victim's family, Esley Merritt, says they are disappointed.
Antoine Rose was shot in his back, which killed him. And on behalf of the Rose family, on behalf of the African-American community and lovers of justice, we say it's not okay. Obviously, something has to change.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Heavy flooding in Iowa has residents along the Mississippi River concerned about rising water levels. The result has been lots of sandbags being distributed. This resident says it's all part of living near the water.
We've pretty much been through quite a few floods up here. We've been through tornadoes, and you know, the city and all the residents all get together and help each other out.
Experts from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say nearly two-thirds of the lower 48 states have potential to face an elevated risk for flooding through May. That's according to their spring outlook. Major to moderate flooding is expected in 25 of those states. Areas in the upper Mississippi and Red River of the North Basins received rain and snow up to 200% above normal. Experts say the greatest flooding risk could be seen in the upper, middle, and lower Mississippi River basins, including the main stem Mississippi River and Tennessee River basins. The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence has created a surge in home sales last month of 11.8%. More from John Clements.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.